Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The next question deals with attendance in reference to our worship assembly, and an individual who would come in late to services, not on an occasional basis, but rather that this individual is a repeat offender, if you would. They're constantly coming into the services late. And the question, as it was presented, says, is this indicative of a heart issue? And then also, and I didn't have room to put this on there, it said, does Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 factor in concerning the forsaking of the assembly? In the context of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, the forsaking of the assembly, if you look to the original language, it actually bears out that that's abandoning. And the individual who is coming in late, they've not abandoned the Lord. So I believe that that would not fit the context as to this question. So therefore, let's explore it from this avenue. Things may occasionally hinder individuals from coming to worship or even being able to arrive on times. There might be something that comes up on an individual's way into services. They may be in a car accident, or someone else might be in a car accident or a flat tire, and hence they stop to assist that individual or people according to whatever need arises at that time. Or they may get sick and to begin with not feel like coming, and then later say, you know, I don't feel so bad, so therefore I'll come along. And hence they show up, and they're not prompt, but still at the same time they make an appearance. But also, though, I believe more times than not, especially with the way in which this question was posed, is that this individual is always coming in late to services. Maybe we are dealing with, then, a person who has a lazy bone about them. Laziness is not accepted by God at all. Christians must plan always to live for God. And we must plan to be at services. I believe that planning needs to take place Monday morning. We don't need to wait until Saturday night to say, I feel like maybe I'm going to go, or I feel like I'm going to be on time tomorrow. I believe that whenever we finish one Lord's Day, we're looking to the next Lord's Day, the opportunities that we are able to be together, or even on Wednesdays, and we're making all of our plans so that we're able to be there, and then we prepare ourselves. For what? So that we're going to be able to be punctual during the times of assembly. And I believe that the Scripture identifies that we need to be people who plan, prepare, and that we do all that we can to be punctual, to be on time for the services. But at the same time, I believe that the heart plays a major factor in every avenue or area of our obedience. Take into consideration, whenever one puts Christ on in baptism, we are to obey from the heart, that form of doctrine. We must love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, with every fiber of our being. We must love Him greater than we love ourselves. We must love Him more than we love our family and more than we love the world. And if we love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we're going to obey Christ in baptism. But not only to obey Christ in baptism, friends, we will continue to obey God, to put Him first. And I believe that we would be amiss if we did not mention what the Lord says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Jesus says in the context there, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And I know in the immediate context, He's dealing with the fact that God is going to take care of all of the essential things we need in life if we will put Him first. And hence we have our part to play in that. But I believe there's a principle there that certainly would be applicable in regard to the question that has been posed, is that that individual who is constantly late and they do not have medical issues and things of that nature that would hinder them, or other things that certainly would be excusable, I believe those individuals need to seriously think about what it means to put first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.